Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Okay, I guess we don't have any music. Hey, good evening, everybody. This is...
Hey!
Yo, you know what? We are having one difficult time trying to get this show in tonight. But you know what? Here we go.
Will this come out broken up like that?
Am I breaking up?
No, I'm saying it's going to come out broken up like that, where like the show started, and then there's silence, and then the show kicks back in again?
No, we're going to edit that. I think we're going to edit that. If I can get a break for that damn post office, we're going to edit that. Hey, but anyway, listen. It's so funny, man. We got this whole Black Lives Matter movement going on in the nation. And again, it's a positive movement because you got a variety of folks. And, you know, a lot of people are just saying, you know what, I'm sorry for whatever reason. What is it? God damn it. That's some bullshit. And they're just as tired of watching it being put on black people. And again, those non-black personnel who join this struggle and make their voices heard, again, I stand on both feet and applaud you, because you could possibly be giving up a little bit of your privilege without you being made aware of it. So again, the struggle becomes The struggle becomes more powerful when you have people in the struggle again that could stay silent in their position in society remains the same. But when they choose to let their voice be heard, because again, maybe today it's injustice toward people of color, but tomorrow it might be injustice towards another group. So I'm real proud of the fact that folks from both sides of the aisle are taking up to help bring a better sense of justice to this nation. But I want to tell you, I don't think it's doing a whole lot of good right now. Don't get me wrong. It's working, but it's working slow as hell, because every day you see a new senseless-ass killing of somebody black, man. I mean, the shit gets to the point now where you just think they just don't care no more. And when I say they, I'm talking about them rotten-ass people who think that they're better than anybody else and choose to do harm to a group of people. Them motherfuckers, that's who I'm talking about when I say they. And in this case right now, again, police are still kicking ass to people of color. What's it? Knowing that somebody's recording. It does not seem to bother them. And all this goddamn nation got to do is hold them accountable, man. Now, don't get me wrong. If it's some questionable shit, I say we always err on the side of the police officer, because his life is on the line. But they just do that blatant shit. I watched a video the other day. The cops told this brother to put your hands up. Turn around, put your hands on your head. The brother turned around, put his hands on his head. Another cop came in from the back with a fucking flying jump kick and just kicked him straight in the middle of his back. Now he turned around to like, yo, what the fuck going on? And you know what he got. Now they call that justified. But if you take that cop, that same motherfucker who jumped in there and kicked that guy in his back and put his ass in general population, see, that'll send a message to the rest of the police officers. This is what you get when you do that kind of crooked shit.
Hey, for those of you that were wondering, I think we've got Sister Tippy back. Sister Tippy?
If I don't get kicked out, I'll be back. I can't connect tonight for some reason.
Yeah, we got this fucking storm out in Ohio that's really rocking the Casbah, as it was.
Sure is.
What kind of storm?
Tornado watch.
Tornadoes and
rain,
and
no snow.
Stuff. Not yet.
Yeah,
give
we got
minute.
Snow. It's fucking September. We got we got a snowstorm right now.
No, actually, they were calling for a snowstorm. I don't know if it came to y'all
or
somewhere else. That
you said in Denver?
No. Yeah, in Denver. Right. It,
okay,
it was 100 degrees yesterday, and they expected snow in the morning.
Yeah, but why
is
that? That's normal for Denver.
It's no,
not
it's
unusual
not,
now. Yeah,
not,
okay.
Not from 100 degrees to snow, bro. That's
okay.
A drop of 60, 70 degrees.
It's Denver, man. It's Rocky Mountain hot. It's Rocky Mountain hot.
I say to you, speak to that storm. Tell it to be still.
All right, man. Watch this. I'm going to tell that storm to be still, and that storm is going to listen to me, just like those folks in power who want to squash black pride, black voices, black everything. They're going to listen to me the same way. They know what they're going to say. They're going to say, get out of here. Yeah, that's what they're going to tell me. Get out of here.
All right. I'm going to need you to tune in Thursday at 8 o'clock, bro.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, the whole world needs to tune in Thursday because this is some bullshit right now. And if they don't put and what really, really infuriates me about this shit is it is so easy to fix. We don't have to defund the fucking police department. We don't have to reorganize shit. All we have to do is have people in place that are going to make a firm commitment to enforce what's already written. But, here we go. Here's the hard part. You got to understand that you're going to take what was already written, but now the reeducation comes because I got to teach you that black people are people too. That's where all the drama comes in at. Wait a minute. All our lives we've been taught they're less. Now you want me to treat them as equals? Nah, hell no. Go find a new job then. Yeah, but again, all this defund the police department. And again, when you defund the police department, I mean, you know, they're coming up with different ways of policing. And again, I'm a firm believer in the way we have right now. I think that shit is efficient. Sufficient, not efficient. I'm sorry. I think that's sufficient if you just had one way to apply that. See, that's my man. All right, thank you. Because I felt like I needed that strong J, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I needed that strong J. No, but I'm serious. I talk about this shit. I was telling baby sis the other day. I was sitting in here just reading. And I got angry. Because no group of people should have to go through this shit, man. And it's the same shit, 40s, 50s. Yeah, it gets a little better, but the fight is still the same.
Yep, sure enough.
We make progress here. We progress to the next fucking issue.
When you have been demonized as public enemy number one since day one, that's all they know. The police, once again, I hate to repeat myself, but... So you're going to make me. Way back when, during slavery, they had these squads that used to go out and catch runaway slaves and bring them back, which eventually turned into the police, the sheriff, the police, and that's pretty much been their mentality since day one. The black man is a bad guy. Get him. Doesn't make a difference what any and everybody else do. Sometimes, you know, you get your own. That's a given. Some people got to fall in a war. They don't mind. That's why they're taking some of these protesters. If you want to get out here and march for this, then you're going to catch it by the wayside like everybody else was. Well, not everybody else, like the black man is. They ain't out there shooting no white people like they doing black people. If anything, it seems like they turned that up even more. Like now the hood is off and, you know, this is what they do because how you settle that is, if you hold them accountable, all this shit will cease. If you hold them accountable for when they shoot somebody.
That's all. Listen, that's all you have to do. The solution to this problem, again, I swear, unless I'm just missing some shit. But the solution to this problem is just like, watch this. Just like you took years to train that black man, if you kill that white man, ain't no telling what's going to happen to your black ass. Well, you know what? Hey, Mr. Police Officer, if you kill anybody, there's no telling what's going to happen to your ass. See, that's all it takes. And all you're going to have to do is send 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cops who get caught in that unauthorized use of deadly force. Just send their ass to jail and the word will get out to the rest of the cops. Now it's not okay anymore. We got to change our M.O.
I felt really sorry for Doc Rivers when he gave his speech. Did you hear his speech when he said, "We love America. We just can't get America to love us. We don't know what to do. Amen. We love you, but we can't get y'all to love us.
And that America is never going to love us."
Right.
I don't want to be loved.
That's why I said the revolution. What I meant by that was when white people and black people come together and march together, you got to tear all this shit down and start from scratch. It's people in positions that don't need to be in positions. They need to be out of there.
And that's what the problem is right now. This is why we're going through what we're going through now, because they're on their way out, and this is kind of like Custer's last stand for them. And this is why Trump can do all this crazy stuff, and everybody's looking around wondering why will they let him get away with it, because they realize that he's their last hope for any kind of power.
But you know what? He ain't the last hope.
He
ain't close to being the last hope. After he gets his ass out of office in November, there's going to be a Democrat probably going to hold it down for about...
He ain't getting out of office.
After he gets his ass out of office in November, there's going to be a Democrat that try to hold it down for about 8 years, and we're going to get another dose of this shit, y'all.
Yeah.
He's not coming out of office. I'm telling you now.
What do you mean? Don't believe that. My God, where'd you get that from?
They keep talking about the president.
He's out. They're going to escort his ass out.
They keep talking about the president, but I think the problem lies with the Republican senators that run the Senate right now, because they're allowing him to do what he's doing. They can shut a lot of his shit down, but they refuse to. So not only do you got to get a new president, you got to get some
new
senators
Senate.
On that Republican senators out of office.
Precisely.
And that's what's happening. A lot of them going to fall. Do you know Trump's got, he's trying to get people to go stand watch over to intimidate the polls?
No, man, watch this. Hold on. I'm sorry. Watch this. You know how they say, this motherfucker, he got an army now. He is actually actively recruiting people. He wants 50,000 people to be his, like, enforcers. Now, come on, man. I mean, see, that's that shit, man.
He wants people to cast 2 ballots.
That's how Hitler got started when he got them brown shirts. And this nigga telling people, not only should you go out and vote by mail, you should turn around and go to the poll and vote. So you should vote twice.
Well, here go the thing though, everybody. If that's what they doing, that's what we do.
He ain't gonna go. I'm telling you.
He going.
Once again, I'm January 21st.
January 20th.
He's out. He ain't got no power.
Can I
say something? So let me ask this. We all know that there's a good possibility that on election day there's not going to be any determination as far as who won this on the election night.
Correct.
That it could go.
Right.
It could go maybe a couple of days, a week, maybe even 2.
Correct.
Right.
It's a possibility.
Longer than that.
Okay, it's a possibility. And with that being said, people are saying that Biden shouldn't give in terms of, because they're saying Trump may even try to call it and say that he won. You know, if there's no determination made at that point.
I don't give a damn what Right.
No. As soon as
the nation understands. He's not the final arbiter.
Watch this.
Right,
as soon as the nation understands that they don't have to listen to that man anymore, you're going to be shocked at how quick they turn on him. As soon as they understand that there's nothing he's going to do to me anymore.
For the states that have Republican governors, if he has them to shut down the counting of the vote.
No. What do you think the courts are for?
What you're not understanding is he has a lot of those Supreme judge support. He has a lot of those judges in his pockets as well, because he appointed them. That's what you're missing. Yep. A lot of those Supreme court judges are in his pockets because he appointed them.
Have you seen the latest Supreme decisions have gone against him?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Right, they went against him on certain things, but not something of that magnitude.
Oh, no.
They're going to be in his corner when it comes down to that. It'll get kicked to the Supreme Court. Who do you think they're going to rule in favor? I'm just saying, if he goes to that level, you don't want it there to where they have
He cannot throw out the damn Constitution. Don't you understand that?
OG,
he's been throwing out the Constitution for the last 3 years, all right?
Yeah, but
nothing about that Constitution.
You tell these people in this damn country that their vote don't count, you see what happened. You think you got trouble around?
No, I'm not. What I'm saying to you is can I just say this? The governors in these Republicans, if he has the Republicans in these states that have governors that are Republicans, if he has them stop the voting in those states that have Republicans that are governors, the governors that are Republicans in those states, if he has them to stop the counting before it's all official, he has them stop the counting.
He doesn't have that authority.
Wait a minute. No, he doesn't. But those Republican governors, they do in those states. No, he doesn't have the authority, but those governors do. If they stop the voting, if they stop that counting of those votes, they can do that.
Listen.
And if they're governors and if they're Republicans,
he's getting his ass about
they're down with Trump. They're Republican governors that's down with him.
Also, I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong, so I don't think you have to correct me. If they can't determine a winner, then I think the next person in power, which would be Nancy Pelosi, she would get that spot.
Yeah, so then, if come January the 20th, there's no solution to who the hell is president, Trump leaves the White House, and Nancy moves in.
Now, God damn it. Can it get any better?
All I'm saying is he will cast so much, he will put so much doubt and cause so much chaos over the election.
Well, that's what he's doing now. To me, that's what he's doing now, so he can tie all this shit up in court He's doing all this shit now, so if he loses, he can tie this shit up in court until they determine who the winner is.
All I'm saying is he wants to cause doubt and confusion over the election. That's all he wants to do.
You got
to
remember, too, when Bush and Gore was going at it, Florida fucked up. And they ended up giving that to Bush.
Yeah, Bush, they gave in.
Remember?
They gave in.
And because Gore gave in and conceded, which he shouldn't.
Absolutely right.
That's why Biden shouldn't concede. If I was him, I wouldn't do it. No matter what.
He's not going to.
The Democrats are in this for the long haul. He's going to put up a resistance, win, lose, or draw. But here's my belief. When the nation realized that he's really not the president anymore, they're not playing that bullshit anymore. Right now, he got the juice card. They came at him. Again, he was able to swat some shit away. But if he don't carry that next election, then his ass is out of there. He's going to try not to leave. Don't get me wrong. It ain't going to be a smooth transition, but it's going to be a transition on the left.
Not at all.
Yeah,
not
no,
at
it's
all.
Transition. Yeah, it's going to be a transition.
Wait. God,
yeah,
almighty,
exactly.
I'm getting on my nerves up in here. Are you telling me that if – let's assume, for argument's sake, he loses the election.
Right.
Right.
Are you telling me – I mean, it's cut and dry.
No,
he loses by 100 electoral votes.
If he loses
by
–
wait, I didn't finish my question.
If it's a blowout.
Are you telling
me
that he's going to refuse to go?
Yes. You got that right. That's what we're telling you.
No. Oh, my God.
Now,
he's going
to
take it to
just
court.
Because he refuses
you guys
to go.
Are reading, no, you guys are reading QAnon.
Wait a minute. Hold on, OG. Just because he refuses to go don't mean he ain't going now. Come on now. He getting out of there. But like I said,
no,
it's not going to be let's meet on the White House lawn and you leaving in the helicopter, Air Force
he
One or Air Force Two.
Calmly.
Not going to happen like that.
No, not at all.
Take him out of there.
Not at all.
He might not even get the helicopter ride out.
He got a helicopter. He ain't worried about that.
No,
No, I'm good.
He can't land on the White House lawn.
You have to understand, this man he's facing indictments in New York and D.C. He has a lot of indictments he's facing if he doesn't get reelected. For presidency. So he's going to fight this with everything he's got. He's not going easy.
But then what you're saying to me is that there are people who will say, damn the Constitution, and then we might as well have a dictatorship.
What
no,
I'm saying is,
I
don't know where you've been,
OG,
but those people have been saying it.
Why am I the only one in here that has some common sense? Why?
Because you're smarter than us, man. You've been around a little longer, OG. Come on.
It's not
OG. OG, you're talking about the Constitution, and I know this is what the country was founded upon, but I'm trying to figure out where you've been for the last 3 years. Nothing about the Constitution has Trump followed. Nothing. So that means nothing to him. And a lot of the Republicans that built their reputation on it, it doesn't mean anything to them now either. This is why
we have the
chaos.
This is academic for January the 20th. It's all academic.
It isn't, though.
I mean, it isn't.
It makes good conversation.
But the Constitution is in favor of black people.
Do you realize the Attorney General, can I just say this? Do you realize the Attorney General was asked a question that in regards to Trump stating about him, people can vote twice, and the Attorney General's response was, he doesn't know the law, so he doesn't know if that's really against the law or not. Knowing
he
that
knew.
That is against the law,
his response was,
he doesn't know the law to know if that's correct or not, if that's people can do that or not. And he knows that's against the law, but he responded that was, he wasn't sure if that's exactly true or not. And he knows that's against the law.
Of course,
I'm going to ask
he's
a question.
Attorney General.
Watch this. I'm going to ask a question, and I'm really not being funny, but why is that against the law?
One vote.
I'm not voting. Wait a minute now. Hold on. I'm not voting under a different name.
One person, one vote.
You can't vote twice.
Thank you.
Once you vote, your voice is heard. We don't want to hear no more shit from you. Once you vote, your voice is heard, and we don't want to hear no more shit from you.
All
come
I
on,
ask
man.
Is,
come on, man. Cut it out.
Why?
It out.
Why? Tell me why. That's all I'm asking.
It's against the law. You cannot vote twice.
Okay. Let's do some research
to
on that, folks.
You volunteer.
I'm pretty sure you can't. But I'm saying if he threw that out there, is there some loophole that will allow that? Because, again,
this ain't like the fucking All-Star game and shit where you can vote as many times as you want to get somebody into the All-Star game.
Well, now the Attorney General said, I don't know.
And you should know better than that.
Watch this.
And you don't know that?
When he said, I don't know, that means if it should happen – I'm going to tell y'all, I told you I didn't know. Nobody told me to go find out.
He knows. That's like Trump was saying how he heard a story about a plane full of thugs going out to Portland or somewhere?
Yeah. Oh, right.
He don't know if it's true or not, but he heard there was a plane full of thugs going out there. It's like he denies it, but then he co-signs it at the same time. I don't know if it's true, but it's true.
It wasn't going to Portland. It was leaving out of Washington. He wouldn't say where it was going, but it left out of Washington. Percy said it was six thugs, and then by the time he got finished with the story, the whole plane was full of thugs. And the guy that was telling him the story felt really uncomfortable.
I'll go one better.
That's like this QAnon. They supposedly kill people and drink their blood or whatever. The Democrats drink their blood.
Yes.
And Trump was like, well, is that? But see, they think Trump is a god. And so his response was, well, is that such a bad thing? That was his response. It's crazy. But his response was, well, is that such a bad thing? Because they think he's a god. So his response to the reporter was, well, is that such a bad thing if that's what they think?
Trump, knowing that's just absolutely crazy.
But listen,
they thought Hitler was a god.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about voting twice, and naturally, I just did a quick little research on that, and it's very possible to do that. There was a lady in Wisconsin. Not anybody
listen,
I know.
They did that in Florida, and people got they okay. went. To, there was a big scandal on that in Florida, and they.
There was a black lady who voted. There was a black lady who voted. I forgot what the problem was, but she wasn't supposed to vote or something like that, and they gave her 5 years.
Really?
So,
watch this. That's only because she was black.
Go ahead and vote twice.
There was a white lady in Milwaukee who voted by absentee ballot, then again at her polling place. She said she thought it would be turned away, but they accepted both ballots. But then what happened was she panicked and went and told the authorities. They said no charges was filed because they see no criminal intent. But nowhere in this article do I see they pulled one of those votes. I'm just saying. They talk about a lot of shit going on, but I don't see anywhere where they didn't count both of those votes.
They might not have counted her vote.
I'm saying in this article, they talk about what she went through, what she felt, what the authorities did. But nowhere in here do I see that they didn't count both of those votes. And the article goes as far as to say, if she had not reported herself, then what?
Well, see, this is part of what, this is part of what Trump is saying as well. Because what Trump has done is he slowed down the mail, okay, so that the votes won't get counted.
Stop that.
And what is
happening?
And what?
No,
well,
hell
okay.
no. Stop that.
Okay.
No, hell no. Come on, no. We're not going to
get
no mail.
Yo.
I got no mail.
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock the other day got mail delivered. 7 o'clock at night.
Watch this. Now I have to ask you. No, hell no. Stop.
And
what did
the postman tell you, Earl? Hey,
no,
baby boy. What did the postman say?
We're not going to that.
He told us that his supervisor told him not to bring any mail in. Any outgoing mail, don't bring it back with him.
Yeah. All right. You know what? You need to let me know that guy's name. I want his badge number, that guy. Whoever told you that, you give me his name, all right? I know people, goddammit. No,
let me finish my theory here real quick. My theory is he's doing
with that bullshit message.
Okay.
No,
he's doing everything he can to make the votes invalid. He's doing whatever he can by any means necessary to try. All right. So what he's telling what happened was he realized that a lot of Republicans vote by mail. So what he's telling them is we're not sure that the mail's going to get there in time. So you go register to your poll. You go register and vote. If they got their system together, it's going to find one and not count it. But if their system ain't together, which I don't think it is, at least your vote is counted. That's what Trump is telling them. Because now technically, if I send in a mail-in ballot and it never gets there, then technically I can register and vote, right?
Yep.
Yes.
So that's what he's telling people.
But see, once again, now he walked. What's the your president is playing a criminal game. Don't get me wrong.
Yes,
he plays a criminal game that some might some people might get caught in that web, but way more are going to slide through.
Yes.
So if I can get in each state, if I'm 45, 100, say 100,000 people to do that, and 10,000 get caught, if they're voting for me, that's double votes for me.
And if they're not voting for me, then I can show you guys just how much a scam this is, and it don't count.
Hey, listen, we're gonna have to land the mothership because co-producer got an early appointment with that same male that y'all was talking about. So
all right,
yeah,
but listen, we understand.
Okay, yeah, I gotta make sure. I'm gonna do my part to make sure.
Stop licking them stamps, man, and believing what they tell me.
Right. So the people in Ohio, they pretty lucky. But you've been in Patterson. You know what you had to go through trying to whip.
Yeah, but listen. But watch this. Patterson was shitty before. It ain't cause
trouble.
It ain't DeJoy is here. They always had issues. Now, don't wait. But hold on one second. Hold up. To my peoples in Patterson. You know I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about the system. Yeah,
who are you talking about?
I got to visit home. I don't want no problems when I get there. You know, but
they're
going to
lock you out.
Nah, they ain't going
to
lock you out.
Used to get the mail at 12 o'clock. Now it's between 12 and 7:30.
Hey, listen, since y'all want to go off on a tangent and talk about the post office, I'm going to feel proud to say, hey, listen, that's our show for tonight. Please tune in next week where maybe we will not have on. Yeah, we're getting off of this shit, all right? You can get off my job.
We love the post office.
Broadcast. I got to run, man.
We just lobbying for you to run the post office. That's what we're doing. We're lobbying for you to run it. The Postal Service.
Not the post office. The post office is wonderful. The postal service, that's the problem. Hey, let's have a nice evening. Say good night.
Good night, y'all. Peace.
Good night.
Good night.